But we could kind of move right along here to the NFA officer keynote. Joining us is Mike Otten, so I'll turn it over to him.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's always very enviable to be the person standing in between lunch. So there's just a few things I want to say. First, thank you all for joining us today. This is our second of three workshops. We were in Chicago on Tuesday, and we'll be in London next week. So if you want to hop a flight and do this again, it's next week in London. First thing I want to talk about is member engagement, which is why we're all here. This is just one way that we engage with our members through these member workshops. And it's great for us to come here and interact with you, present information to you about NFA initiatives, and then hear those questions back and get a sense of what you're thinking about at your firms, what the challenges are, what the things that aren't challenges. So thank you for coming and being willing to ask questions and to hear us talk about what our key initiatives are. We place a very high premium on engaging with members and ensuring that members are informed about what we're thinking. So this process is very helpful. But in addition to these workshops, later this year we're going to have a member town hall webinar where NFA board members, officers, and staff will again talk about key issues going on at NFA, regulatory initiatives, and things that we're focused on. And that will be another opportunity for members to interact with us, ask questions, express concerns. So be on the lookout for that, and we encourage you to participate. Another way that we engage with our members is through our advisory committees. And the advisory committees bring together members of the industry with NFA officers and staff, where we work on regulatory matters, because our goal is generally to have a regulatory scheme that makes sense, that's workable, that's meaningful, and that achieves our mission as a self-regulatory organization. Specifically, our FCM, SWAP participant, CPO, CTA, and IB advisory committees meet and provide input to us on regulatory initiatives. And most recently, the regulatory initiative that all of those advisory committees participated in was the member questionnaire. So we went through a robust process with all of our advisory committees, which was very helpful to hear feedback. Some of the issues that were raised today were issues that we discussed with trade associations, with firms individually, and with the advisory committees. So it is a robust process. Sometimes, as was pointed out, we think about the input that was provided to us, but we need to go in a different direction than firms would have preferred, but it's still helpful to have that dialogue and to continue to have that dialogue. So while we have these formal events and webinars, et cetera, those aren't the only ways that you can interact with us. You can interact with us whenever you want. All you have to do is pick up the phone or send an email to an NFA staff member, and we'll make sure that you get to the right person or able to talk through your issue, provide us input, feedback, express concerns, questions, et cetera. You don't have to wait for any of these formal processes. So we welcome you to reach out to us anytime. The second issue I want to talk about is innovation. Clearly, derivatives markets and market participants have themselves evolved greatly in the recent past. And it seems like that evolution is continuing to go faster and faster and faster. So for us at NFA, we place a very high priority in innovating along with the markets that we regulate and along with the market participants. We want to focus on adapting to new technologies, new products, new risks, new participants, new member categories and types. And it's critical to ensure that we do this in order to meet our regulatory responsibilities. And of course, these days, you can't go anywhere without people talking about AI. And I'm going to make sure, if it hasn't come up already, which I think it has, it's going to come up right now. So obviously, AI is everywhere, and it's on our radar screen, which should not be a surprise to you. We've been conducting interviews with our swap dealer members, FCM members, and large CPO members to talk to them about what they're thinking as it relates to AI and machine learning and how they may be considering adding that into their operations. So we will continue to have those conversations with our members and continue to focus on AI internally to see what uses may be appropriate for us in our regulatory oversight responsibility. Specific areas we're looking at with firms are if they're considering AI or machine learning in the areas of supervision, monitoring of customer accounts, onboarding customers, developing marketing materials, just to name a few. You may ask, in terms of innovation, how is that affecting us from the perspective of our rule book? And it is. As part of our continued focus on innovation, we are taking a heavy look at our rule book to determine whether or not any rules that are on the books need to be modified or whether we need new rules to appropriately address how business is conducted and the product types that our members are transacting in. If modifications or new rules are required, of course, we'll work with members, the advisory committees, the CFTC, and trade associations to get input on those as we go forward with any modifications or any new rules that may be enacted. But this is a long process. Our rule book is vast, so this review of our rule book will likely go through 2025. The third thing I want to talk about is retail participation in our markets. And as you know, a key pillar of our mission is investor protection. And we've been consistently hearing from stakeholders, including the CFTC, some of our members, and others, that retail participation in these markets is on the rise. I don't know if it's really focused on sort of the oldies but goodies, like nat gas, oil, gold, corn, and wheat, or if it's really focused on the new kids on the block, like digital assets. Regardless of what it's focused on, it's clear that retail participation and retail interest, more importantly, is rising. And we don't see any evidence that that rise will let up. So what does that mean for us? We first focus very quickly on whether or not we're seeing increases in customer complaints. We also look to see if there are increases in any arbitration actions filed, because those two things are avenues that retail participants are most likely to interact with NFA first if they're having issues. And if we saw increases in either of those, that could be a bellwether that perhaps something is going on in the retail space that we need to pay closer attention to, potential abuses, et cetera, as it relates to retail participants. I'm happy to say we have not seen increases in those areas. We have not seen a material increase in customer complaints, nor have we seen an increase in arbitration cases. In fact, they're still hovering around all-time lows. But just checking on those two things is not enough for us. Our focus is very much on investor education. We work with the CFTC and other regulators to educate retail participants about our markets and, more importantly, how to participate in our markets safely. In addition, we're a proud contributor to Futures Fundamentals, which can be found at futuresfundamentals.org, which is a one-stop educational resource designed to simplify and explain complex market topics to retail investors. It's a collaborative effort which NFA is involved with, along with CME Group, FIA, and the Institute for Financial Markets, or IFM, who have all come together with the goal of providing the industry's leading tools, knowledge, and resources to retail participants. A few other things we've done in this space: we've hosted a roundtable with FIA focusing on retail participants, and that was a very robust discussion that we had as an industry. It was an engaging event, and I suspect we're likely to do it again since we do not see retail interest in our markets waning. Finally, I'll mention one more thing before I take questions, and that's about our relationship with the CFTC. Obviously, they are our oversight agency, and it may bring you some joy to know that just like NFA regularly examines our members, the CFTC regularly examines NFA. So we get the pleasure of having NFA come and examine us to make sure that we are appropriately engaging in the regulatory oversight responsibilities that have been delegated to us. And by regularly, I mean a lot. So we certainly understand what it's like to be on the receiving end of an exam. But more than that, in terms of our interaction with the CFTC, we work very closely with them in their role as our oversight agency, as well as other regulators like the SEC and FINRA on various topics of mutual interest. One area with the CFTC that we heavily focus on is that NFA officers and staff sit on every one of the CFTC's advisory committees. and we meet regularly with the chairman, with all of the commissioners. Those are individual meetings with each of the five division directors and with key staff below the division director. So those of us in New York, like myself, who do that, are very well versed in the Amtrak schedule to and from D.C. But those meetings are usually very productive and very frank discussions in terms of what's going on here at NFA and what's going on at the CFTC in terms of their regulatory agenda, which, as we all know, has been very robust lately. They have issued a lot of proposals. And in that context, we analyze every one of their proposals to determine whether or not there's impact on our members or the markets that we regulate. And if we deem appropriate, we will file a comment letter so that our views are formally in the administrative record. So any one of our comment letters can be found on our website, so I encourage you to go look there and see what we have said about the various proposals. And when you're on our website, I do encourage you to subscribe to NFA Communications so you can get sort of real-time access to and notification of anything that comes out from NFA. So that's the end of my substantive remarks. I have one housekeeping remark. In the coming days, you will get a survey about this workshop. I encourage you to fill it out. It's very helpful for us to make sure that we're coming here to deliver information to you that you actually want to receive, that's actually meaningful for you. So provide us feedback. If it's good feedback, great. If it's negative feedback, we want that too, because we want this to be meaningful for all of us. So with that, I am happy to take questions. Okay.
Good.
Thank you, everyone. See you in London next week.
Thank you, Mike.